It's always more fun to share with everyone.
No coercion, no compulsion, just purely for the spirit of generosity.
Hey, Bert, would you share that half a cookie with me?
Sharing is hard sometimes for everyone, isn't it?
Instead of saying, what can I get, what can I give?
Our first story today is part of our Sharing Economy series. The U.S. economy has recovered somewhat, but with it still being a bit sluggish, people aren't spending a lot of money these days. Unemployment has been holding steady at around 7.5%, which is better than last year, but still not back to pre-financial crisis levels, and consumer spending is similarly flat. This means small businesses, which depend on cash flow, are having trouble to stay afloat. But there's a new alternative economy project in the Bay Area that's stepping up to try to fill in the gap. It's called Bay Bucks, and what it claims to offer is a way to spend money when you don't have any money to spend. KALW's Jen Chien explains.
This is our inventory. And those are all the different styles that we make.
I'm walking into a room filled with bracelets.
You see now about 200 different styles.
That's Sergio Lube, and we're at his jewelry company's headquarters in Martinez. Here in the stockroom, precious metal bracelets and rings nestle in cardboard boxes with labels like Mardi Gras and Sage Bundle.
The seeds of the sage are here, represented by the silver. The leaves of the sage are two different tones.
Lube's been making and designing jewelry for over 30 years. But I'm not here to talk with him about that. I'm here to learn about something else he's been experimenting with for just as long. Alternative economies.
Trying to find different ways, different forms of this human invention we call money.
If you order jewelry from Lube's website, there's an option at checkout for wholesale, retail, or barter exchange. He's an old hand at bartering. He's traded all sorts of things over the years.
I even traded for a house in Willits. Yeah, jewelry for a house. Someone owed me quite a bit, one of our dealers. I said, as soon as I sold my house, I pay you. He says, well, I take your house. Would you? Yeah, and that's what we did.
With that kind of history, it makes sense that Lube is one of the early adopters of a new business-to-business exchange system called Bay Bucks. It's kind of like bartering, but it's more complex, because the value you get for your goods or services can be applied to an entire marketplace as credit. Member businesses range from jewelers like Lube to gluten-free bread bakers. There's even a medical doctor. The marketplace uses its own internal currency, Bay Bucks. Co-founder Kendra Shanley explains how it works.
For example, there might be a local restaurant that after the economic downturn has slowed down and they've got a lot of empty tables, particularly on slow days, maybe at lunchtime. And across town, there's a law firm that wants to host a lunch and do a company luncheon, maybe give some awards.
So the law firm and the restaurant each set a value for their services, with the amount based on the U.S. dollar price. If a lunch at the restaurant normally costs $20 per table, they can offer it on the exchange for 20 Bay Bucks. This all takes place through the Bay Bucks website, where members have been vetted and vouched for before joining.
So the law firm could purchase the tables, take their whole company to lunch without using cash, pay in Bay Bucks, and then they would just now owe legal services to any other business on the network.
If the firm is offering legal counsel at 100 Bay Bucks an hour and their luncheon costs 200, maybe they pay it back by spending 2 hours drawing up some documents for, say, a PR consultant.
I like the fact that I don't have to trade directly with someone.
Renee Davidson is a PR consultant.
Maybe I don't need construction services, but having a larger group of people to be able to trade with means that, you know, they can get my services and then I can use those trade bucks to purchase other services that I need, and it just expands the economy that way.
To the extent possible, what we're trying to do with Bay Bucks is get people to start spending more and more of their money locally so it stays in the local economy.
Again, Bay Bucks co-founder Kendra Shanley.
When you think about a dollar being spent at a Target or a Walmart in the Bay Area, the majority of it goes out to remote headquarters in other areas.
In contrast, Bay Bucks can only be spent within the 9 counties of the Bay Area.
So there's no way a banker in Wall Street or the Walmart HQ, you know, could get their hands on Bay Bucks.
That's Chong-Ki Tan, the other co-founder of Bay Bucks.
When 100% of all your economic wealth is recirculated in the community, the multiplier effect from there is so much bigger than when you use cash.
They may talk like economists, but they're not schooled in the trade. Tan has a PhD in Chinese literature, and Shanley is a scientist who works on HIV prevention. Still, the pair are part of a growing global movement looking at finance in a different way. Last year, for example, the mayor of cash-strapped Bristol in the UK accepted his entire salary in a local currency, the Bristol pound. Similar ideas are already circulating in Japan, Switzerland, and Brazil. Bay Bucks co-founder Tan says that the conventional economy is ultimately isolating.
I think it's a matter of time that more and more people here in the state will realize, too, hey, look, why are we suffering alone? Why are we struggling by ourselves? Let's get together and let's help each other.
It's already happening. Just look at the rise of Airbnb or the proliferation of car sharing networks. But this is still a pretty small subset of the American economy as a whole. Forbes magazine estimates that more than $3.5 billion will move through the sharing economy this year. But that's practically pennies compared with the U.S. gross domestic product, which is around $15 trillion annually. The founders of Bay Bucks say they aren't trying to replace the U.S. dollar. They just want us all to have a few more options. For Cross Currents, I'm Jen Chien.